This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Okay, drugs. About which, two things. A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule requiring drug makers to put prices in television ads as a way to lower costs. That's one. And two, last week the president said he's on the verge of an executive order that would force drug companies to charge the government lower prices. Details on that executive order are light, but it is an interesting question. Why do some other countries, Canada and Germany, to name just two, get a better deal on drug prices than the United States does? Marketplace's Amy Scott looked into that one.
A government study last fall found that Medicare pays as much as 80% more for some drugs than other countries. Rachel Sachs, who teaches law at Washington University in St. Louis, says the reason is pretty simple.
What all of these countries have in common is a willingness to negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies and to say no if the pharmaceutical company doesn't offer a deal that the country is willing to accept.
The U.S. government, on the other hand, is prohibited by law from negotiating lower prices. So Rob Smith, with the consulting firm Capital Alpha Partners, says drug companies set higher prices here.
One of the ways that they, one, make up for those price controls, and two, generate money for R&D and what have you, is to charge more in the United States.
It's not clear exactly how an executive order would change that. The Department of Health and Human Services is already working on a rule that would set some drug prices based on an international index. To avoid making less money here, pharmaceutical companies may start charging other countries more. And Waleed Jalad at the University of Pittsburgh says, in theory,
then manufacturers, when they're setting their prices, will not need as much revenue from the U.S., and so they will set their prices lower.
Another scenario, he says, U.S. prices would just stay the same, and other countries would pay more. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.